Meet our new friend, Bazza.
What's going on?
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Yeah.
That was Charlie playing around with the sound effects.
I like crows. They pick at your eyes when you're dead. Anyway.
That was a bit deep.
Yeah, it's super deep. Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Yes, Lunar New Year.
Wait, it's not today though, right?
Well, tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and Tuesday, the 5th of February, will be New Year's Day.
Oh, so I'm early.
Yes, slightly. So for those who do not celebrate Lunar New Year, aka Chinese New Year, we follow a different calendar, hence the reason why our New Year's a bit delayed, and it's based around the moon, hence Lunar New Year.
Oh, is that what it meant?
Yeah. And I didn't know that. And also each year they celebrate an animal. So for 2019, it is the year of the pig.
I like eating pigs.
Just
saying.
Delicious.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat the animal that the year it's in?
No, you can.
Then what's with the salty look? I'll kill that pig, skin it, put it in the oven. Pork crackling,
slow cook,
pulled pork burgers.
Look at you.
I'm pretty hungry.
What a little piggy.
Yeah, but what animal, I was going to say, what animal am I?
So there are 12 animals in total.
What am I?
And depending on the year.
I'm an 82 baby, so I'm a 1982 baby.
So for 1982, you're a year of the dog, which was 2018.
Right.
It was last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm the year of...
What?
I think it's the best animal because they lead the Chinese New Year, Chinese horoscope.
Right.
And it's the rat.
Ew.
That's right.
Yeah, hood rat.
That's right, hood rat, Ponyo.
Oh, so okay. That makes sense then. I like that. Because I'm kind of like a dog.
Yes.
I sniff around.
You're loyal.
I'm loyal.
Very honest.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I was telling one of my girlfriends this.
What?
There are two types of dogs. There are well-behaved, trained dogs.
House dogs. You're calling me a house dog?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying there are two dogs. Trying to explain the different types of dogs.
Okay.
So the first one's...
House dogs.
Yeah. They like to chill. They've got like their little comfort corner that they just hang out. They are very well trained. They come home on time. They sleep on time. They eat on time. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the other?
They don't smell.
Oh.
And then the other type of dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the other type of dog? Because that doesn't sound like me at all.
And then you've got the street dogs.
Oh.
The gangster. Yeah.
Oh, that's more like me. Snarly.
Yeah, but...
Snarly Charlie. I'm a bit of both. I can go either way.
Yeah, you're more of a home dog, though.
House dog?
Yeah.
Like I'm a little freaking... Like a little boy George. A little chihuahua.
Come here, Charlie. Come here, Charlie.
Gnaw your leg off.
Yeah. So, since we're talking about Asian culture...
So, what's the...
Can we move to this particular topic that... I find quite...
Oh, you got something to say.
I don't have something to say.
Oh, you always got something to say. Yeah, go. I just wanted to see, where's my red pocket? Don't you get money for Lunar New Year?
We're married.
Jesus.
That was my phone dropping.
Yeah, you should stop looking at Instagram while we're trying to podcast.
Yeah, red pockets are usually given out to kids and elderly for luck.
Oh, so that doesn't include us at all. We're not young or old.
We're married, so we technically should be giving it out. So...
Ugh.
But since our parents are away overseas, we don't have to give it to them.
Oh, good.
Saving money.
Yeah.
So we keep all the luck, in other words.
You send the parents overseas more often.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
All right, so you're bouncing off the walls. You got something to say? What you got to say?
What
are you talking about?
Well, I was going to talk about...
What's going on this week?
This week, the gorgeous Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Yes.
She sounds like a coffee font.
From Starbucks.
Yeah,
Ariana Grande?
It just sounds like...
Macchiato caramel sauce. I didn't even drink coffee, so I wouldn't even know what to order.
But it's like, a little bit of feedback on that letter that you sent to me. Can you put it on Ariana Grande as opposed to Latin Helvetica? Because I just don't like how it looks on my eyes. Do you know what I mean? Ariana Grande. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
It just sounds like a font that you use in the Word document when you're trying to type up a document.
That's so true.
Well, what's going on with that dropkick?
Oh my goodness. Here we go.
Was she?
So, she attempted to get a tattoo on her palm.
She's got some tattoo or something. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's okay. Japanese characters. And it ended up saying barbecue grill. So that was a translation of her tattoo.
The OG tat.
Yep. So this is on a...
Had a tat and then... Okay.
So I'm just showing Charlie the photo of her hand.
Yeah.
So that... She posted that up on Instagram for her release of her new song, Seven Rings.
Wait, do you follow the font? I'm going to call it the font. Do you follow the font on Instagram?
No. This is on news.com.au.
Oh, okay. You saw this.
So
okay.
She ended up getting the tattoo saying barbecue grill. That was all over Instagram going, you know, that's
epic
not... Yeah, exactly. Translated to what you were expecting. So what she did was...
Yeah.
She got somebody to check it again, and she changed it slightly. So still, it still looks shit from the translation.
I remember hearing that was earlier this week, and she was trying to get seven rings or something. I don't even know what that means.
Yep.
Like, what would you want to get? Like, well, she originally had the tattoo, and so she wanted to change it to seven rings, and then.
But then she added
she tried
two
to get
more
a
characters.
Two characters.
To
try and get
one.
It.
Yeah.
And then what's it say now?
Something
about... Barbecue chicken Ariana Grande wing.
Yep, something like that. So, not very clever, I tell you. Not very clever at all.
So, you don't have any tats. Would you ever get a tat?
That's a very good question. I'm not that I'm scared of needles. It's just the whole idea of something being permanent. What if I get sick of it? What if I...
Yeah, that
what
you
if
don't...
my skin around that area goes saggy?
Where the fuck are you getting these?
I'm thinking. My body would change throughout the year.
So park that for a sec. Would you get anything in particular? So let's just say that you won't sag or your skin will say you'll stay nice forever. Would you get anything in particular, or
yes.
What are your thoughts?
Yes, I
would. What would you get?
Perhaps a little tiny dragon to represent our mothers.
Because they're both dragons.
They're not dragons. They're born in the year of the dragon.
Well, my mum's a dragon, like a literal dragon. She will smite you.
Hi, Lisa. You're listening.
She will smite my ass every time. She smites my ass every time I see her.
So I'm thinking I would get a little dragon.
What kind of dragon? Like a little cute dragon?
Yeah.
Chinese dragon?
Not a Chinese.
Like a graffiti dragon?
Like
where would
dragon.
You get a dragon?
Oh,
on your lower back? Like a tramp stamp? Like a cum, like you know the cum spot where
no.
you can like you can aim? Would it be in your shoulder blade? Back shoulder blade? Left back shoulder blade? Would it be your front titty? Blade? What's it called? Décolletage. Your front. Up here. Yeah,
no,
next to
I was thinking...
Under your ribcage? Oh, on your...
Near
on,
my heel?
On your... On the heel of your foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
where no one can see.
Exactly. Or between my toes, so no one can see.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, my question to you. You don't have any tattoos,
yeah.
correct?
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Would you get something?
the way I see it is, why would you put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini?
Firstly, I'm glad...
Boom, drop the mic.
Yes, you dropped the mic, but I'll pick the mic up.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. I appreciate the fact that you're so proud of yourself and your body that you think your body is a Lamborghini. More than,
a
Nissan.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Now I'll drop the mic.
Oh, but hey, Nissans have good cars, like a Nissan GTR. I could be a Nissan GTR.
But babe,
you don't put a sticker on it. You don't put a freaking sticker on a Nissan GTR. Like one of them sexy or whatever. But at the end of the day.
But I really admire that you.
Well.
That your body.
My body's a temple. It's not a good looked after temple. It's still a temple though.
I love that. Sorry, can't get over that.
It's true though. That's straight facts.
Oh man, I'm so lucky to be sleeping with a Lamborghini.
That's right.
Night. Amen. That's right. Sister. Amen.
That's right. So would you the thing that I find funny about tattoos is like face tats.
Oh yes. Yes, you wanted to talk about this, go on.
Well no, we're talking about it earlier this week because yes. There's this show, Married at First Sight,
yes.
That we were watching.
Ooh, yes.
And
anybody
one of
watching?
The chicks.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. We're not doing a reaction video to your bloody Married at First Sight.
Well, we should, because my reaction is.
Married at First Sight will get 2 minutes. So fast forward. So there's a chick on the show, and she's got a brother, and apparently social media has been lit off the brother because he's quite pretty looking and he's all right. Is all right. He's easy on the eye. You were like, I'll suck his dick 10 ways from next Thursday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But the only thing wrong with him is like he had he had a nice haircut, good shaped jaw.
Mm.
I understand that. Good eyebrows.
Mm.
But he had weird neck tats going on there.
But he pulls it off really well.
But I think in the close-ups, he's got a face tat as well. I'm like... But the funny thing is, and like, I don't know. It's a bit much, like, getting face tats. Because when you're young, it seems like a good idea at the time.
Mm.
And, you know, I'll get damaged written on the top of my eyebrow, but I won't spell it properly, and I'll get it run in that cursive writing, and it'll look really sick. 10, 15 years from now, when they look... You've got to look at yourself in the mirror every day. That's something that's hard to reconcile after about 20 years.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I hate looking at my face sometimes and I don't even have any tattoos on.
But you're a Lamborghini. I would be looking at myself all the time if I was a Lamborghini.
That's like hearing myself like vroom.
Vroom?
Yeah.
Lamborghinis don't go vroom.
They go vroom.
That's a Kia.
Do you hear me?
That's more the Kia.
Oh, okay. You got some jokes on your name.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can I take it one step further then?
Yeah, go.
What about cosmetic tattoos for the eyebrows? You know how the girls are doing the whole feathering of the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Tattoos, lip lining, eye lining.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? Because that's technically tattoos, but it's small. Well, either way, if you have something on your eyes or you have a design, that's considered cosmetic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, I think, I'm just saying, like, each to their own. Everyone can make their own decisions and they're in charge of their own life, so you can do whatever the hell you want to do, whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
I guess, from a visual standpoint, if it complements you as a person and it complements your style and you can own it and you can roll with it, then knock yourself out and do it. More power to you, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, some people just like, Mike Tyson...
Yes.
He looks weird with that face tat, that tribal face tat.
Yes.
He would look just as good, like, as he did, like, back in the 90s if he didn't have that weird tribal tattoo.
But that's his signature look.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's each to their own, but at the end of the day, like, you know, some smart choices in that brain of yours goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. So, dear listeners, do you have a tattoo that you regret, or do you have a tattoo that you would like to get? Where's the strangest place to have a tattoo on your body?
One of my good mates, oh, back in the day, he had an 8-ball tattooed on his ball sack.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like a game of pool ball. So
yeah,
So he pulled the skin back, and then he, you know.
Oh wow!
Yeah, did it himself. Tattooed what? Himself on his ball sack.
What? Yeah. Was he high?
Yeah, of course he was. You have to be high to go tattoo your own nut sack.
That's insane.
That's pretty cool, though.
Can you ask him to send a photo?
I don't really talk to him much these days, but.
I want a dick pic.
Yeah, I'll slide into his DMs and be like, "Hey, bro, send me a ball sack pic." It's not even a dick pic; it's a ball pic.
That is insane. Yeah, I love that story.
Yeah. But what you know what I've you know what I've been doing? I got some stories for you.
You
know what I've been doing this week?
What have you been doing?
I've been devouring reaction videos.
Oh God.
Yeah, so I'm down on the reaction video tip now.
So you're watching somebody reacting
on <you. laughs>
to a video, but you're reacting to that person reacting to a video.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm
this
watching.
Is like a triple, double layer reaction.
Yeah, it's like an inception. It's like a double layer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty hectic.
It's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. You wanted to say
you
that.
Wanted to, yeah, I know what you wanted to say. Come
but
on,
you said
say
it.
It
it's
yeah.
pretty sad.
Well, just.
So go on. Whatever keeps you off the streets, such a street dog, by all means, you do you.
It does keep me off the streets, but it makes me want to go back into the streets to make reaction videos.
Okay. What, you want to make reaction videos?
Not really, though. No, I just like.
Go on.
I just think it's funny.
Do you
like
want to explain
people
to listeners who are not too familiar,
with
what reaction videos are?
Yeah, so there's a whole. It's like anything on YouTube. You go to a specific corner of. You can go to a specific corner of YouTube. That's what's so cool about YouTube. You can go to a specific corner of YouTube and there's 10,000 different corners of YouTube that has a niche for every single thing. Whether it's like unboxing your shoes or sneakers or your bags to, I don't know, how to build a lightsaber, which I used to watch once upon a time.
Mm-hmm. To reaction videos.
Yeah. But it's reaction videos to just the weirdest shit. It's my guilty. I'm calling it right now. It's my 2019 guilty pleasure. I'm not proud of it. It's like if you were to sit in your car or sit in the gutter and do drugs, you know it's bad for you. You know you shouldn't do it, but you're doing it anyway. And it's like you watch a reaction video and it's like. I'm sitting here and for example, I watched one, the last one I watched was for J. Cole. It's a J. Cole song called Middle Child.
Yes.
And I really liked the song. I didn't like it when I first heard it.
Uh-huh.
But then when I was driving to and from work, I was like, started to get down with it. I'm like, oh. And then I went onto YouTube. I'm checking out what kind of rabbit holes they've got there. And I saw a reaction video. And that was the start of me burrowing down the reaction hole, and then the next thing I know, I've watched 15-20 of them, and I'm like, what do I care? And I'm just watching, it's like two or three people, it's like sometimes even like a brother and a sister, or it's like a mom, it's like a dad and a son,
uh-huh.
It's like four guys,
uh-huh.
And they're just like super virgins, super nerdy, and then just like, oh yeah, like we'll do a reaction to this J. Cole song, and they'll play the song. Because they don't have copyright to the entire song, they've got to chop it up a bit, you know what I mean? So they can play 15-minute spurts or hits of the song. So you can't listen to the entire song and their entire reaction.
Yeah.
And they just sit there and they're jiving away, they're bopping their head, and it's just like, oh man. And then you watch the whole thing and it's like, this is a waste of. The song only goes for 3 minutes, but you watch, but the reactions and everything is 5-6 minutes, and then you finish it and it's just like.
There goes your 5 minutes that you will never get back.
Yeah, you feel a bit dirty, you're like, I can't believe I just wasted 5 minutes. But you look on the sidebar and you're like, oh, there's another one. I'll watch that one as well.
Take it next week.
You watch the same song again, but it's like with different people reacting to it. And then next thing you know, 2 hours has passed. And you watch those people and it's like, you know what? When I first listened to that song, my reaction was better than what you guys are doing.
So these videos, they must have hundreds of viewers.
They've got thousands of views.
So you're not the only hundreds one, babe. You're not the only one watching it. So
yeah,
it's okay.
Oh, I'm not qualifying it whether it's okay. I'm putting my hand on my heart, telling everyone that, you know, I'm here.
So it's like an AA meeting.
I'm like sitting here being like, yep, I watch reaction videos.
Do you take it one step further and actually either there's two few things you can do on YouTube, right? After you watch a video during a video, you can do a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
Firstly, you can thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Next thing, if you're not subscribed, you can subscribe.
Yeah.
Third thing is to put a comment.
Yeah.
Fourth, troll through the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
that's...
do you do any of those to the reaction videos?
Because
it would determine
what
level of addiction you are at with these reaction videos.
It depends on the video. I will do either of all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I'll just blank it completely, close the window down. Sometimes I'll like it. Sometimes I'll, because the reaction was so stupid and just such a waste of time, I have to write it in the comment.
Uh-huh. And you're quite brutal with your comments, huh?
Well, I'm just honest.
Brutal.
Just keep it real. Keep it 100. But yeah, I hardly ever subscribe to that because I'm just like, it's almost like, you could even go into Instagram with that type of stuff. It's like, it's hard to get a follow these days. So you need to, your game needs to be up there to get a follow, to get a like. Even with our podcast, you know, it's hard. You got to get a follow, you got to get a like.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But what about you? Because I know you like unboxing videos and you love the whole... Not even haute couture, just like the fashion stylings of...
There's a few things that I consider my guilty pleasure when it comes to YouTube. So yes, I don't mind the unboxing of luxury handbags once in a while because firstly...
I can't
afford it.
Is that what you're doing in the other room for hours and hours upon hours?
That's what I usually do, yes.
I hear you giggling with glee and I'm like, oh...
No, that's
she's not. She
else.
Can't be eating ice
no,
cream.
No, that's something else.
Because that's not where the fridge is.
And then two, I love watching old school TV shows. Friends, The Cosby Show. That's what I usually do for hours, and I love it. Love it.
Yeah, but Cosby Show is good. Friends is good.
Friends hilarious. It's so relevant. Everything they've talked about 10 years ago is still relevant till now.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
So you can relate to it.
Mm. But so, just the same question that you asked me back to you. Do you like the videos? Like, let's just say unboxing, for example. You see a real nice, like, Louerve bag. 2019. It's that new shit. It looks like a butthole. What? It doesn't look like a butthole. It actually looks like a wrecked vagina.
Okay.
But...
Do I like... Oh,
do you like... So what do? Do you like them?
I'll, you know, if I watch the whole video and I enjoyed the video.
Yeah.
I would give it a thumbs up. I wouldn't subscribe, though.
Do you comment?
No.
You'd be like, bitch, I got this bag. It's not as good as you ever think it is.
No.
The part where you have to clip it back and you have to fold it into the little shiggy.
I'm not brutal like you, babe.
Oh, you're not?
I move on.
Oh, okay.
I go from that video.
That's probably because it's probably because your YouTube signs in with your Google account, so it has your full name on there. So if you leave a comment, people would be like, I got this bitch on lock. I'm going to go and start stalking her. And the next thing you know, they've found your Facebook and your Instagram. And
exactly.
Like, oh.
Actually, that is a good point. So, yeah, no.
You need to have a change of handle on some of them socials,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm.
Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Yes. But do you watch any old school TV shows?
Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
But I'm a child of the 90s, so I was a Seinfeld kid, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm so modern, everything is pointless.
What?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
But anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah. I always wanted to ask you, I mean, you tell good stories and you always make me laugh with the way you tell stories and you can talk. But,
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
That wasn't a fucking compliment by any means.
Oh.
It's like you have good stories. But...
I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, take it. Take it however you want to take it.
Yeah.
But just maybe a couple of quick fire rapid questions. But I'll start with you with a thick one. It's like a porterhouse.
Oh, jeez.
Do you...
Go.
Yeah, but do you, because, like, it's a... No, I'll just ask the question, then we'll go into it. Do you consider yourself a good or a bad liar?
Good Whether liar. Whether
it be... Good, good liar.
Yeah.
Is this face-to-face or over the phone, like... Just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay.
I'm lying right now. You don't even know. Got you there.
Hats off to you. Touché. Yeah, no, that was good. Okay. No, well, why? Okay. What?
I'm not... I wouldn't say I have compulsive lying disorder.
Just like you're a klepto. That's another story for another podcast, by the way.
Yes. But certain things, for example, playing poker, you need to have a poker face, and that is technically lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're bluffing the other players.
Yeah.
Because you want to win the pot.
Yeah.
So you need to play in a way, if you need to lie, you need to do what you need to do to win the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, a certain situation, I would be very good at lying. And yes, I'm very good at playing poker. Texas Hold'em, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, what about you? You consider yourself as a good liar?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you're shit.
Yeah, you tell me. I
think you're pretty shit.
Thanks. I don't know. I guess probably in some context. It depends on what context it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's
break it down. I'm not good at hard lies, like proper like...
Yeah.
Hard... lies.
Murdering somebody.
Yeah, like if someone asked me, like, did you work on that UFO in S4? I'd be like, yeah, fucking oath I did. And it was fucking the best thing I've ever done. But if someone asked me, like, how was your day? And I just got, like, I just ran over my wife. And be like, oh, no, my day's going all right.
Oh, wow.
How's yours?
Okay.
You know, so I can mix it up a little bit, but I think with hard lies, I don't think I'm good with it.
I think
something about, more than that, I think it's my... Maybe my body language or the eyes or...
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what does it for me.
I'm with
but
you.
How are you... Because that's another thing I was going to ask. Is, are you good with body language with that type of stuff? Like
reading other people's body language or myself? Controlling myself?
Oh, well, both. So start with the reading other people's.
Are you good at
reading other people's body language?
I like to think so. I believe I'm very good at mirroring...
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, give me an example. So, like, if you're...
So, you know, because I consider myself really bubbly.
Yeah.
And have high energy. And some people may not... they don't like it. They're not be comfortable with that kind of energy.
Yeah.
So I need to bring my energy down a notch.
Okay, yeah.
So that takes a lot of work for me, too.
Do you know? I've seen that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've seen that shit?
Because... I'm, like, sitting at home chilling, and then you're like, ah, Charlie, ah, like...
Yeah, that's an horrible different.
Energy level down, like, to... No, but I hear. It's like...
Like, me, like, for example, tomorrow, I've got a new team member joining us. So, I have to really remind myself to go, hey, Winnie, don't scare the shit out of them in the first 5 minutes. Because the first, like at 9 o'clock in the morning, go, hey, how you going? How's your day? How's your weekend? What do you do? Well, you know, how's your family? How many kids do you have? Like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. Act normal.
Exactly. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut for for at least the first, exactly, the first 2 hours yeah. until after lunch, perhaps. And that's when I'll ease into it. And that's or maybe the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. But in terms of controlling my own body language, that's all right, but what I can't control that I need to learn this year, it would be my verbal diarrhea. Because I would say shit.
Yeah.
And I think people get in the wrong way, but it comes out wrong.
Oh, you're one of them ones. Yeah.
I don't have a filter.
Yeah, no filter.
Yeah.
You're like the Instagram, the OG Instagram. No filter.
So a great tip that you have taught me, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, that I taught you. Yeah.
To count. If I'm not going to say, I want to say something and I'm not too sure about it, just count in my mind quietly, 1, 2, 3, and then really go, is that necessary?
Yep.
But then I sometimes I forget to count and I go, 1, 2, yep, go, say it. And it's too late. I don't even go 1, 2, it's going 1, 3, say it.
Oh, okay. Because, that's good that you've tried to do it.
Yeah.
Because on the flip
people
side.
People take it the wrong way and I don't mean it like that.
What, that you count to 3?
No, as in you when wait. I don't have a filter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know that.
It makes you sound profound though when you think, like when someone says something to you.
Yeah.
And then you just like, you sit there and like, and you have that look in your eye where you go inwards and it's like, but you really just count to 3.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, and then you get, and then just like, oh wow, they really, it's the Tom Cruise school of body language where, you know, you really, it's like you take time to absorb what the person has said and that's why it takes you so long to like say something back.
Yeah, but I don't want to look like an idiot if they ask me a simple question and I don't feel like staring into the sky for 3 seconds.
If someone tells you, can you tell me what time it is and you sit there for 3 seconds, you're like, I don't think that would work. You're just like, what is wrong with this chick? I'll look at my own watch then. No, but it's like when they ask you like an open question, not just like,
I know.
What's your favourite colour? You're like,
That's
a good question. You can even break it up with like that's a good question. Oh, never thought of it about like that.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I need to learn to do a lot more this year. So tomorrow will be day one practicing.
Is that when you're
my new team member?
Your New Year's res.
Yes. Starting New Year's. What about you? Do you find yourself?
I think I'm really, well yeah, so just real quickly, I think I'm really good at reading people's body language or just even that, I even go even so far as to say like the aura and just like the person's frequency or even like group frequency because like you can sometimes read a person just by the way they're not even standing but just the aura that they're giving off and even how that impacts even like within a group.
Yes.
Sort of setting because then you can automatically already see okay so he's the alpha she's the alpha female you can already see and like this person's despondent this other person is the one and it's always interesting to see the dynamics. I've always I used to study that so it's always good to see it in reality and even like with I used to study this thing called NLP, so it's neuro-linguistic programming, and it's
NLP.
Just like how NLP. So it's just like how you initially say how you say things and how you interact with people and what the dichotomy is that people have in their minds and how it looks. So it's always interesting.
NLP does that got to do with dating as well?
Yeah, it does. It has to do with the pickup artist scene and the game. Yeah.
So okay, question: Did you? Use any NLP on me when you were trying?
If you have to ask the question, then you already know the answer.
Well, we were married.
Boom. If you have to ask the question, then you already know the answer.
I'll give that to you, Charlie. I'll give that to you. Yeah, clap for
it's
yourself.
It's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Clap
I'll get
yourself.
It.
Clap for yourself.
No, but seriously, yeah. But it helps in all sort of social circles.
Oh, of course.
But I think the main thing for, like, me or for even the people that it really helped back, like, 10, 15 years ago was, like, people that didn't have the confidence to be able to, like, talk and to be able to function in group settings and stuff like that. So it's always good to be able to have that as like a sort of, you know, leverage point or anchor that you can able to use. I don't
good
know.
Point. Good tip, Charlie.
Oh, we can do another session about the game and pickup artists and all that type of stuff.
Let us know, dear listeners, if you want any tips on how to pick up the ladies or...
Because I've got tips for days, weeks, and
because
maybe
apparently Charlie is an expert in picking up people.
Yeah. Not really, though. I'm pretty bad at it.
Babe, you're not selling it well.
No, but I'm really good at it. But I'm going to go let off fireworks and stuff right now. So I'm going to go celebrate some Lunar New Year shit.
Yes,
and get my
we're
going to
have a Barbie. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's have a Barbie.
Finish your bottle of vodka. Let's go.
Not
let's do
bottle,
this.
It's only a little glass. Jeez. Oh. Make it sound like I'm alcoholic. On that note, thank you for listening and we shall...
Yeah. We'll see you at some stage.
Next week.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.